Hey, fellow entrepreneurs, welcome to the Buckets and Boomgate Studio with Kim White, Jill Olish, and many other brilliant entrepreneurs. Determined to solve world problems for entrepreneurs, this community is changing how we look at the big things we do on our business adventure and sharing from their own lives ways to protect our time, money, and bandwidth. This show is designed for you, the entrepreneur, to hear behind-the-scenes stories of real business people across the globe and learn what is possible for you. Keep listening to join today's juicy conversation with Kim and Jill.
Welcome to the Buckets and Boomgate Studio, where we have real conversations about the entrepreneurial life, including confessions and lessons learned. I am Jill Olish, the executive team leader of My Sexy Business and founder of Mama Outspoken. And I am so grateful to have two guests with me today. My co-host, Kim White, the fierce founder and leader of the My Sexy Business team and community, as well as our very own Denise Millay, the findability queen. And we have some very fun things to talk about today because we are full into one of our favorite pieces of our community, website royalty. So welcome, ladies. So glad to have you here.
Thank you.
I'm excited for today. You guys are full in deep to website royalty lately. So I hope you brought your energy to talk about all things website today and really get into how we do it in the entrepreneurial land here. So welcome, welcome. And we are so grateful that you are listening into today's episode. And we are hopeful that you will learn a little bit more about what we do for websites in this community and what you might be able to take home with you after listening today. So let's get right into it. Website royalty. What does that even? Because I am sure you listening in are like, I have no idea what website royalty is. So I don't know who, you know, Kim, can you please tell us what website royalty is?
I sure can. Website royalty is a community inside of our big community, the My Sexy Business community. Mm-hmm. It is a part of that community as far as we hold space for you to come in with your Kajabi questions, with your entrepreneurial questions that go along with your website, building a community, building a blog, putting your podcast on the Kajabi platform, all things techie Kajabi. And for the record, because I know Joe will ask next, Kajabi is an all-in-one platform that our community loves and uses. Our clients use it. We've been on it for more than a decade. It's a great platform that you don't have to worry about all the plugins breaking and that kind of stuff. It's already all connected and it stays connected.
Fantastic. Thank you for knowing exactly where I was going next. And if you are listening in, I'm wondering if you might find this actually a little familiar because back in episode 77, I think it is, we had actually started to talk a little bit about Kim's website journey and some of the things that she's come along the way to find about how websites work. And it was 78, the episode number, and it's feeling unheard and being dismissed about a website, plus some of the embarrassing confessions that we ended up making that day. But it has led us to creating this this community because of the pains that Kim had gone through. Now, Denise, you live in this world of websites as well. Mm-hmm. And I would love to pull you in to talk a little bit about your history with getting you to be involved with website royalty as well.
Yeah. So I have a technology background. I've worked in a lot of different ways to build websites for a long time. And I finally got to the same place where I was purchasing other products to talk to my website so I could have all these functions and landing pages and sending automatic messages and emails and having events and webinars and trying to get all that to talk to one another. And you could do it, but it was ending up costing me 3 times the cost of Kajabi in a month to do all that if you were getting higher quality products. And the headaches you were getting as you did that were just astronomical, because there was always something that didn't want to talk on a certain day, that you had to check a connection or verify that it worked. And that's no way to run a true online business, where you're supposed to be able to set it and go and do something else and have be able to trust it to work. So when I came into the My Sexy Business community, I was ready to shift over to something that was not going to cost me hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, but, you know, and it's still a fee, but everything's there in one place. And that was just like, ooh, thank you. Thank you. The gods, thank you. So that's my, and so I became a part of the community. And then website royalty comes along with, if you use the affiliate link for My Sexy Business, then this is the bonus that My Sexy Business gives to everyone, which is a full year of membership and website royalty. And as far as I know, there's not another affiliate that offers such an in-depth bonus. So I have always been intrigued by that. And I like to help people where they're at. And that's what we can do with website royalty, as opposed to like following a curriculum and trying to teach everybody everything. They get to come in and ask their own questions and follow along the path for their business, which is kind of what we're about in this community anyway. So it kind of fits.
Definitely. Thank you, Denise. Kim.
Can I add something? I want to say that, you know, Denise might not have been here when we started Website Royalty, but we recognized really quickly how brilliant she was. Mm-hmm. And we knew we needed more Denise in our lives. And so she came in and, you know, has really impacted Website Royalty in the way with she specializes in SEO things, and she understands how to build in a way that strategically makes you more findable online. So I think that that needs to be said out loud, is that is one of the reasons that we quickly wanted to, you know, make a connection with her with Website Royalty. Because she does know so much, and she does, and she's so awesome. I'll just say that too. She's awesome and generous about what she knows. So she is actually part of the leadership now of Website Royalty, not just a member. So I want to make that clear.
Yes. Thank you for that, Kim. I appreciate that. And yes, I've evolved too in my journey, but I also think that I want everybody to know websites are the home for your business online. So we believe strongly that everybody needs one, but Kajabi as a platform is so much more. So you really need strategy to help you accomplish all your goals and figure out which way you're going to go. So I love the community because that's exactly what we do. So
don't let your business be homeless online.
I know when I first heard about Kajabi, it was a foreign word to me. Literally, did not sound like English at all. And Kim had asked, actually, when I was becoming part of the team, on this list of things, are you familiar with Kajabi? And if not, go learn about it. And I was not familiar with many website builders, except some of, you know, the free ones that you could use and then have to build onto that. Now, what makes, in your opinion, because you're both now very big on using Kajabi for not just yourselves and your businesses, but for the people you work with as well, what makes this the place, in your opinion, for entrepreneurs to invest in for their own businesses and their homes for their businesses online?
Denise, do you want to go first?
Oh, you go first.
Okay. I think Kajabi is an incredible, I'll just say an incredible adventure that I've been on, because Kenny and Travis are the two guys that created Kajabi way back in the beginning. I met them years and years ago. I caught their vision when there was none of the things we have available to us on Kajabi now, but I believed in them and they were listening. They listened to what people asked for instead of just creating things out of their own, I think you should have this. They listened and created and listened and created to make it what it is today. The things that are connected today weren't always there. So I think that Kajabi is such a different kind of business, and we are a different kind of business. That was one of the first connections for me, is I wanted to do things differently, and I valued them doing things differently. It turned into not just a website builder. Then it was, you know, an email and newsletter connection that you didn't have to have some of the other services, because that's where I came from. You had a website over here, you had an email thing over here, you had to connect the dots, and most of the time it didn't play nice with each other. It was a hot mess. And then they started coming out with, you know, here's the way to put your course online and be able to make money from this, not just by selling services, but here's an actual product you can put out there in a course, you know, in a class, in an online something that you're selling online. They evolved, you know, more. They have a community factor. We actually built our entire community on Kajabi. We have a podcast on Kajabi. We have a blog on Kajabi. And they're all the easy button for building things. So as far as I'm concerned, Kajabi is the best product. And we've tested a lot. Let me just say that too. We've been asked to beta test a lot. We've been asked to test other products. When you're sold on something, because I went from raving fan to raving affiliate, when you're sold on something, everybody that's in competition with that tool wants you to come and try their thing because they want to seduce you and entice you off that platform. No one has ever been able to do that because it is the best product like that I have ever experienced. So easy, didn't have to be a techie to do it. If you are a techie, you can add code. You're not restricted. You can add code in it, but totally unnecessary. We have learned so many things from using Kajabi that we could do better in our business. It's a magical land of Kajabi.
And for me, as a technical person who's interacted with quite a few software platforms, one of the things that I like about Kajabi is that the things the user sees are our peers, the entrepreneurs, the business owners are going to see are in English. They are not highly techy. Yes, there are places you have to find settings and you have to learn a path to how to do something, but it's pretty straightforward for the most part. Some of the advanced things you need to focus a little bit more energy on, but the basic things are doable for anybody. They also do not roll out changes so rapidly that you can't keep up. Because there are other platforms out there that might have a little bit more, or might have a little bit more flash, or might, you know, seem like, oh, let's see, this dashboard has all these pretty colors and all this stuff. But they tend to roll out changes like nobody cares. And you can't do that when you have a business. You have to be able to rely on the platform that you have. So, I mean, every platform has its foibles. There's always something. There's possibilities for things. But Kajabi has had more uptime. And that's one of the techie terms, in the years I've been on it than others that I've been on. So they manage their user experience fairly well. And they do communicate development changes and things and allow beta testing and labs. And that makes a difference because you can rely on it. So that's a big factor for me because I just don't have time for somebody else's plans to interfere with mine, you know, and we know how that works in some other platforms. So I don't like to mess with that. So that's one of the reasons that I stay behind it. Now, there's sometimes that I think, oh, I would like to be able to do something easier because I'm a tech person and I understand different things. But they'll listen to me if I have questions. They'll listen to me if I asked for something. And they'll weigh whether it works for the whole community or not. So, I mean, there's avenues to talk to them and to get support and all those things that you can actually get a person. You can. You got to work at it, but you can get a person. And that's not true in a lot of other places. Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, the other thing that I like, if I can say, is their pricing structure is not holding back functions. Everybody gets the same, the ability to use the platform to its fullest. It's just how many you can have, how many products you can have, how many contacts you can have. So you can really tailor this to where you are in your business for as long as you want and then change. And that's not how a lot of other providers do it. They hold back. Well, you can't do this. You can't do that. You know, you can't export this. You can't make that. And that's, you're still investing. I hate when they do that. So it's another thing I like.
I feel like with Kajabi, we have function and flashy.
Function and flash. It's like hitting all the nails on the head that any entrepreneur could dream of having in one spot and not need to go grasp to find something somewhere else. And if it's not there yet, it might be there before you know it. I mean, I've been on the Kajabi platform with you, Kim, for the last 5 years now. And then personally for myself, off and on over those years as well. And we've seen it evolve so much in just 5 years, which I think is quite incredible for it to be not broken either, to be working well. And they take the time, like you said, Denise, they care about the user. But what I'm hearing is that it's almost just easy enough for us to do on our own. So why would there be a need for a whole community to help me build my website in something that I could actually probably do all by myself without an additional help?
Pick me.
Please, go ahead, Kim.
I feel like this is such a, it's a brilliant question, first off, Jill. But one of the things that happens when you're building a business of any kind, you have so many choices, you have so many options, you have so many possibilities that sometimes that can be the problem. You don't know where to start with something. Your business is an individual business. And around here, we believe that it's not cookie cutter. So whatever business you're starting, whatever you have need of online, let us help you with do this one first, do this one next, because that can take the stuck out of it. It can take the overwhelm out of it. If you know that you're doing a particular thing and maybe your community focused is what you need to focus on first, I have a lovely announcement to share with everyone that's not a secret at all, but there are things that generate website pages, landing pages, if you build your community and you tell it you want a page for it. So you actually have easy buttons inside, and Denise and I laugh and she calls them wizards, which is probably the proper techie term, but I just think they're magical because you can answer a few questions and it puts it out into the world for you in a way that maybe it would take you another week or two or another year, who knows? But if you're focusing on community, come in and let us help you set up your community the right way. If you're doing your website first, come in and let us help you set that up first. If you're doing a podcast, even if you have a podcast already on another platform, if you're going to pay for Kajabi, you're investing in your business with Kajabi, why not use that? So Kajabi will actually allow you to bring your podcast over. You can start a new podcast. There's just so many things, so many choices within the Kajabi platform. Website royalty can be the quick answer. Like, it can actually speed up the process by you coming in and finding out what should I be doing first and next. So I think that's probably the best way to say it, Jill. There's lots of Kajabi support out there from Kajabi. There are a lot of even YouTube videos, things like that. Like, we want to be honest about this. We just have a different way of doing things. We believe in supporting you on what business you're creating and what you're after. Not just everybody take out your pen and paper. We're going to do step one, you know, step two. We think that that is not the way to do it. We want the easy and the fast button for you. Shorten right. that learning curve. Create a way to get what you want out of your business.
I love that, Kim. That's great. I do have to say, Jill, you know, like you and I have worked together and we know a lot of the ins and outs of this platform, but there are times where I'll be like, hey, Jill, do you remember, how do you do this? Right. And we'd be on a call and I'd be like, I just don't want to go spend an hour to go look it up.
Playing around, you know? Yeah.
And so I know you know it, so you could help me and shorten the timeline. And that's true of everybody. Like we learn by example very well sometimes. So somebody running through something the first time is so much easier than just trying to look at a page and click. And, you know, like it just shortens it and it makes it so that you feel safe to ask questions too. Whereas you could go down rabbit holes on YouTube and in the university in Kajabi, and you'll get some answers, but are they really the answers you need, or do you have to trial and error it until you get what you want? So we just kind of shorten that a bit.
And we have a rule of ask until you're clear. Mm-hmm. So don't ever hesitate to ask the questions, because we did not know what it was at one time either. Like everybody's got to learn. So we don't have that judgy thing going on in Website Royalty for sure about, you know, why don't you know this? Well, you don't know this because maybe you have never done this before. Let us help you do it the first time. No judgy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The judgy thing.
From personal experience being in Website Royalty with you both, it's exciting to have, and redundant sometimes. So the same questions being asked sometimes, because the exciting part is all of a sudden something will click for me in a different way to make it better for anyone else to be doing that same kind of a thing. Or I get excited that, oh, look, they're going to take this and run with it now. Cause look what world I just opened up with them in this new feature. And I love learning something a little bit different, because Kim, you've been on even longer than all of us. So you may know something that I just haven't gotten deep enough into yet. So instead of having to go back and forth to the Kajabi support page and be like searching for hours, like you said, Denise, and trying to go back and forth between this page and that page. But Kim, you've done a wonderful job of putting some great information about Kajabi and Website Royalty on the website. That's mysexybusiness.com/website royalty. One word, no spaces, no dashes, just Website Royalty as the slug. You can go there. You can watch a nice video that Kim and I did together years ago. It's going to need some updating now, but it also has the link where you could join Website Royalty. Before I even go there, Denise and Kim, you guys are doing some pretty amazing things before you even have to go push a button on this website to join Website Royalty. Can you tell me what is happening on the My Sexy Business YouTube channel for Website Royalty right now?
Who, you want me to go first, Kim, or you want to go?
Sure. Go ahead, Denise.
So Kim and I have teamed up because we want everybody to understand the depth and breadth of this platform. We want to make sure, because even there are things that have come out recently that I hadn't explored completely. So if that's true of us who are knee deep in it for years, imagine somebody who's just trying to evaluate these things. So we wanted to talk about all the cool features that are in there and the things you really can do. Some of the new AI, the wizards, all these things. So we figured if we actually did a live broadcast where we showed some of these things, not necessarily in a teaching every single step, but in a here's how you can apply this to your business way, that it might help somebody understand whether they want to evaluate it or not before they choose this, or as they're choosing something else, or, you know, because that decision's not easy. So by putting this out there with different facets of it, we're hoping that it'll help people get clarity on what the choices really are.
I will say this too about the live streams. We're live streaming several times a week, just so you all know, you can come and join us anytime. I think it's a game changer when you can see what's possible. So we're showing the back end of our Kajabi. You know, we have a test account so we can share that. We also are showing the behind the scenes of our real accounts, the things that we're doing community-wise. We took everyone on a community tour. We've taken people on the website tours, showing the different things that you can do for your website. And I think if you never join Kajabi, if you never join Website Royalty, come and see what's possible anyway, because you don't know that you won't find what you want to do for your business. I do not want anyone thinking that websites or communities or anything are set it and forget it, because that is not true of any platform. I will say, though, that when you're doing business and you love what you do, you love the solution you provide to the world, and you're not a techie person, it can be a nightmare to find the time and want to stop and do the things for your website. So Website Royalty is also a great space for, I know I'm going to come for this period of time and I am going to work on this particular thing. So I think the live streams lead to that. I think the live streams are an open invitation to come and see what is possible. And then if you really are wanting to build something with us, come inside, come in the community, come to Website Royalty and learn. July, I'm going to make sure that everybody knows that there is an offer for a 30-day free trial that Kajabi doesn't offer. It's just the affiliate partners that get to offer it. It is all the time. So you can come and do a 30-day free trial anytime. There are different promos that happen throughout the year that Kajabi gives. Like they help us be able to give something extra. If it's going on, it will be on our website, where we're diligently trying to make sure that if that's what you are looking for versus the 30-day free trial. But I'm going to put something out in the world that I think is important. If you come in through the 30-day free trial, you get the bonus for Kajabi, you know, support through Website Royalty. Come in and build your community. Come in and build your website in that first 30 days. And guess what? Then you can start deciding to pay. I think it's really important. That's how confident we are in Kajabi and what we can help you do. Come in and join us, and then you don't have any risk involved. There's 30 days of a product that is absolutely amazing, support to help you get all the pieces that you can in that 30 days. Then you can decide if you want to stay on the plan that the 30-day trial is for. You can downgrade it. You can upgrade it, depending on how many products you need or how many communities you need or how many website things you need. It is an amazing, I'm not trying to brag, but I am bragging. I think it's an amazing offer, because I wasn't offered anything like that when I was starting, and I would have so appreciated it.
So. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, not spending a dime. So all you invest is your time and your energy with assistance for 30 days, and you get to figure out whether it's a good decision or not. How often do you get to do that?
Yeah. So. Well, I know as an entrepreneur who is frugal myself, it can be a little scary investing just my time also. So start small, start simple, head over to the YouTube channel. That's at My Sexy Business Team on YouTube, where you can watch live. Oh my gosh, are you on live 4 days a week right now? It's up pop-up. So you just got to get there, subscribe. So that way you get notified when they do go live, because I couldn't tell you what that is. And I know Kim's calendar.
We don't know when it is yet.
Okay, where can we fit this in today?
So head over there first, watch some of the lives that have already been recorded, get to know, you know, some of those things that might inspire you. Then you can go over to mysexybusiness.com. You don't even have to remember the slug because it is right on the homepage. There is a beautiful design with the easy button of everything that goes on at mysexybusiness.com. You find website royalty just a little down on the homepage. Click it. It brings you right to that button to do your 30-day trial. Go ahead and click it. Like Kim and Denise are saying, it's free. You know, like it's free for 30 days. Try it. See what you like about it. And if you want to stick around, that's where you're going to tell us, Kim, that you signed up with the affiliate link and then she will get you into website royalty. And then you get to come play with all of us in the community. Kajabi, it's an all-in-one platform. It hosts everything that you might possibly need to run your business smoothly without having to go outside of it and go grab other things to tack on and spend an arm and a leg. When you grow, your Kajabi account can grow with you. Website royalty. It is a space on your calendar to show up for your business in your website area. It gives you the time and day once a month to show up and do all the updates you need to create the new things. You are given, go ahead.
It's actually every week right now.
Every week right now. Yes. See, I don't know the calendar that well.
That's a recent thing we've just started. Yeah. So, you know.
And then you get access to not just Kim and Denise in website royalty. You're getting access to everyone else in the community who are doing inspiring things on their websites as well. And one thing that one of our friends, Kat Cortado, says is try before you buy. So please go ahead and try it before you buy it. You'll get a lot of that inspiration, definitely the tech help. Denise is amazing with the SEO stuff. That's why she is our findability queen as well, which is done for you in Kajabi, but you can make even better. And I think that's a lot of the things that are in Kajabi. A lot of it can be done for you within the platform, but then that community experience allows you to make it even better and so much personalized to you. Before we close out this episode, last thoughts from both of you, either of you?
I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to sit down with Kim on the regular and talk about something that, you know we like, but we don't get a chance to talk about very often. And I love that this community is all in this in a similar place so that we really get to support everybody who's working hard on their business. So we want people to understand that this isn't just like a chatty, you know, like meet everybody, meet and greet. This is like get it done kind of stuff. So we believe in asking questions until you clear, keep asking until you can achieve what you need. So this is an opportunity to work and get things done more efficiently. And we love it. And I hope everybody will ask us questions and come and see us on the live streams.
I love it. And join us on the live streams, join us in the community. We just want you, sweet entrepreneur, to keep going. I think sometimes when we start a business, it's overwhelming with all the different options and all the different things. We are truly trying to give you the easy button. Kajabi doesn't cost you any more if you get it. It doesn't cost you any more for us to support you. It comes with the affiliate part. Kajabi pays us. So I want you to hear loud and clear. We're here to support you as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a creator. And this is just one more way we're trying to help. So we love y'all.
Fantastic. All the other easy buttons are going to be in the show notes with this episode. So it'd be super duper easy to come join us. And we're going to sign off then. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And thank you, Denise and Kim, for the conversation today that you brought. And we will see you next time.
Thanks, Jill.
Thank you for joining Kim and Jill in the Buckets and Boomgate studio for today's conversation. Don't forget to follow the show for future juicy episodes, and they can't wait to chat with you next week.